You are listening to the Young Black Travelers Podcast, Black voices conversing on experiential travel, dedicated to creating a global community of travelers. Be bold, be inspired, be spontaneous. We are YBT.
Wow. Welcome to another episode, which is actually the closing episode of this season 8 of the Young Black Travelers Podcast. Listen, guys, we've had so many wonderful conversations, and today I'm here to just wrap it all up. You know, we're in the summer months right here in New York, and you know, I know many of you are going on vacations and all of that, and hopefully some of the conversations that we've had over the last few months really would be educational for you or help you plan your trips even better if you opt to choose some of these destinations. And before we get any further, it's going to be me solo today. It's only me today. I'm solo, and I'm Asher Cunningham, and I am the founder of Young Black Travelers. And, you know, we are, again, New York based, but we speak to many people around the world, and we just thought it fit that on our closing episode, why not just hear a singular voice carry out this entire conversation to wrap this entire season up. So I want this episode to be a little or very intuitive. So I'm going to be asking questions as we go along. We're going to put these questions on our story on Instagram, in Spotify, if you're listening. We are also going to put the questions there. So I guess the first question that I really want to know, as we go into the summer months, you know, by the way, it's been really, 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 really hot here in New York. I'm not sure where you're listening to us from. So also tell us, where are you listening to us from? Are you listening to us in India? Or are you listening to us in Bangladesh, South Africa, Nigeria, Jamaica, the UK? Where are you listening to us from? But right here in New York, guys, it's been really, really hot. So maybe it is the best time, as we've told you, we are New York based, for you to come to New York. And I'm going to sell it as always. New York has the most diverse, I guess, city or state that you can visit, right? Like literally, if you're looking for a quick getaway or getaways, a vacation, if you haven't already planned, New York has cities. So you'll go to Manhattan or Brooklyn and then just enjoy that scenery there. But we also have the beaches. And that's one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about New York. You can go out to Long Island or to the Jersey Shore, which is another state, and enjoy amazing waters, you know, especially on hot days like today. You can go to the beach, bring your cooler, bring a little snack. And once you enter that water, I'm telling you, you are going to be chilled, chilled, chilled. And it's actually amazing. The temperature of the water and to be sunbathing, it just is an amazing combination. And if you are not a beach person, because listen, I'm not going to be naive. I know there are many people out there who just like different things. And some people I've heard do not like the beach. But if you are not one of those persons, then maybe you like hiking or you like nature. New York also has that for you. So I guess that's our tip for you. If you're looking for a getaway, you can head to New York, because New York can offer you a lot. So listen, again, I'm Asher Cunningham, and I'm the founder of Young Black Travelers. And this episode is the closing episode of season 8 until our next season. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm just going to go into the wrap up of this season. And then we're going to send you off into the summer. So stay tuned. Welcome back. Welcome back. So listen, we've had, I guess, an amazing season. Just we've had, I guess, different voices here on the podcast. So I guess the first shout out is, listen, the team members who've carried this season has been Chrisad. You know, she always say your girl Chrisad doing it on the mic. So Chrisad, we're shouting you out. Simone and Tony, you guys definitely have done an amazing job carrying this season out. And what you don't know is, by the way, these podcast episodes have been edited by Trayvon Primus. And so he has been editing these episodes. We are so grateful for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But listen, we've had a few episodes over the last few months, and we started the season with the conversation with Herbert about Dominica. That episode was called Visit Dominica. And, you know, the truth is, many of us know about the Dominican Republic. Many of us do not talk about Dominica. Dominica is the Nature Isles of the Caribbean, a very green island. Interestingly, Dominica, it doesn't have a major international airport. I think they're building one right now, as Herbert mentioned on his episode. But, you know, one of the lessons I actually learned from Herbert when we were talking about Dominica is the fact when Herbert talked about Lapu-Cabuet and their spontaneous carnival. Now, let me say that I've always known that Dominica, they are one of the Caribbean islands, as Herbert mentioned, that speaks Creole. And so if you don't know, so Creole is that mixture of French and English and African dialect. So when we all talk about Creole, we generally think about Haiti. That's the island that comes to most people's mind, but we do not give enough props to the other Caribbean islands like Dominica, St. Lucia, who speaks Creole as well. And, you know, those French islands like Martinique and Guadeloupe, who also does it. But, you know, Herbert also highlighted on that episode that Seychelles also speak Creole, and they all would be able to understand each other. And I think that was a really interesting point that, you know, when you're learning about cultures and customs in countries, these are quite interesting and important things to note when you are considering visiting these islands. But the interesting point here, Lapu-Cabuet, the music and their carnival, maybe that's something if you are looking forward to visiting Dominica, you should definitely consider their carnival. And so, as you know, this is the wrap up. So we're going to be throwing in tips and tricks here for you. So if you are interested in the Dominica Carnival, their carnival is generally in the month of February. So you guys, if you follow Carnival, you would know that Carnival traditionally has been this celebration right before Lent. Many islands like my island, St. Vincent, has moved their carnival to after Lent because, you know, after Lent, because I guess for some islands, you know, it is a little bit like too much to do it before Lent, or they want to make that more sacred. So St. Vincent Carnival is actually in the month of July, literally right now. But if you want to visit Dominica and to see their spontaneous carnival, you can mark your calendars for next year, February. Their carnival is going to run from the 12th and 13th. So that's one of the places. If you want to experience carnival, you can go to see the Dominica Carnival on February 12th and 13th. By the way, in our next season, we're going to talk about Brazil, because remember, I went to Brazil. We haven't done an episode on that yet. So we're going to talk about Brazil in the next season. But also remember, the Brazil Carnival is also in February, and also the Trinidad Carnival. So you have in the month of February the opportunity to see a few carnivals, or choose at least one. So that was Herbert's episode, Dominica. And listen, we've given you tips. Maybe you are going to consider going to Dominica. But if it's not Dominica, we always talk about how close to New York, Canada is, or close to America. So you all know the United States of America is connected, for those of you who are listening from different parts of the world, and even those who are listening in this country. America, you know, the United States of America, let me be correct, is, you know, shares borders with Mexico to its south and Canada to its north. And there are a few states to the north that borders Canada. One of those states is New York. So hence why I'm going to keep giving New York praise, because, again, apart from, you know, that the diverse experience that you can have here in this beautiful city, you know, sand, city, just a mixture of things to do. I would also say the opportunity, if you travel to New York, to drive to Canada is there, Toronto. And so we had an episode early in the season called Stranded in Upstate, where, you know, Kiwan and myself were chronicling our journey from New York. By the way, don't use that episode as the reason for you not to want to drive to Canada. Now, what I would say is you probably don't want to drive to Canada in the winter. That was a lesson learned. Like, when you hear snowstorm, you definitely may not want to drive to Canada at that point. However, you should definitely consider driving to Canada in the summer months. I mean, I'm actually going to drive to Caribana. We've been talking about Caribana for quite some time, but I'll give you some information about Caribana at the end of this Stranded in Upstate segment. So I think one of the takeaways that we got from that episode, and from that I've learned, that I've learned as a traveler, is, especially when you're doing road trips, is that you should not let your gas tank fall below half on road trips. And so if you go back and you listen to that episode, you're going to hear how Kiwan and I talked about Auntie Debbie giving myself and Kiwan the advice before we left to not let the gas tank fall below half. And you would hear that we took the Thousand Islands route, and, you know, that's a long way from, I think we left from Pickering, Ontario, and we were going through the Thousand Islands border. And, you know, I missed the last opportunity before crossing the border to get gas. And by that time, my gas tank was literally like a quarter and less. And so I went over the border, wasn't able to find a gas station in time. And ultimately, you will hear the story. I ran out of gas, had to be rescued. And by the way, this is around the time when you guys were hearing the stories of people being stranded in the snowstorm in Buffalo, New York. So we had to be rescued by a state trooper, had to pay over $200 to just get let them put a little bit of gas in my tank so I could drive to the gas station. So listen, you're all going to be out on road trips this summer, especially if you live in America or Canada or the UK, countries where people are driving to even different countries, different states. The advice going into the summer that we are going to leave with you, and the lessons from that episode, is do not let your gas tank fall below half if you're going on road trips. Because if you are not able to find a gas station before it reach empty, you're probably going to pay a high price. So that, I think that was one of the biggest takeaways. So go back and listen to that episode. You're going to have a lot of laughter, a lot of, you know, and glean a lot of information as well. But in that episode, we also hinted about Caribana. And again, we are going into the summer months. There's a lot of festivals, a lot of things that are happening around the world at this time. And as I said, if you want a good carnival experience in the Caribbean, a spontaneous experience, you can visit Dominica in February. But because we are going into the summer months and some of you are looking for a good carnival experience, You can go to Caribana. Caribana is back and it's happening this year from August 3rd to the 7th in Toronto. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to Toronto. I was actually thinking of flying as I mentioned in that episode, but tickets are already high and I'm planning. I actually spoke to Kiwad recently. We're going to do the drive again. Gonna leave to get there for the 3rd and experience Caribana. You want to be at Caribana. I'm telling you, like Panorama, one of my favorite activities to do at Caribana, because I guess I love pan music. And Carnival is not just party, behave bad, wind up on the girl, this, that, and the 3rd. That's not Carnival. Carnival has a few, well, Caribbean Carnival has a few activities, events that are associated with it, and Panorama is one of them, and I love Panorama. They also have beauty pageants, and then the main parade that I believe is going to happen on the Saturday of that weekend. So if you're looking for something to do, honestly, if you live in the US, you can, and you live in New York, you can do a quick road trip to Toronto. Trust me, the roads are going to be filled as you get to that border, and everybody's going to be going into town for Caribana. If you live in the UK, I'm sure plane tickets may be a little bit expensive, but you can fly over. By the way, I know we're also giving you tips and tricks of things to do this summer, but listen, the Notting Hill Carnival is also back this year, and the Notting Hill Carnival is, let me tell you, the date of the 2023 Notting Hill Carnival. Yes, so if you are, again, this is about Toronto, but if you want to experience another famous popular carnival, it's Notting Hill. Notting Hill Carnival, and I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, so all of my people from the UK, if I'm saying that wrong, you can come at me. It's okay. But the dates for that carnival is August 27th to Monday, August 28th. And that's another big major festival. So definitely check that one out. Check it out. Add it to your list. Caribana, Notting Hill, and carnivals in the Caribbean. I think even Miami are carnivals you definitely want to head to. Wow. So, I mean, listen, hopefully these tips and tricks from these episodes are really helping you all. Because, again, that's the point of this wrap-up episode, to take out the pertinent information we think that is going to be helpful for you, especially going into these summer months, right? And so again, you know, we also went along, we had a conversation with Kelly, who spent December in Ghana. And by the way, we probably may have some more information for you in the coming months of a partnership. Don't quote me on that. But until that comes, we want to congratulate Kelly. We want to congratulate you, because since that episode, you know, by the way, you should go back, listen to that episode about Ghana. I think you're going to get a lot of good information about how, probably where to stay in Ghana. Kelly dropped some tidbits there about where she usually stay, and about why Ghana is so home. She actually did a comparison between East and West Africa. And she said in her episode that she felt more homey and more welcomed in West Africa. I mean, I would say from my experience, I've been to East Africa. I didn't necessarily feel that they were not welcoming, but again, we know Ghana is very welcoming. So definitely go back and listen to a lot of the things that Kelly mentioned in that episode. But I want to say, after that episode, Kelly has since opened her consulting firm in Ghana. Listen, all of y'all. Okay, so You should just so that was a big applause for her. Congratulations, Kelly, for opening the HL Consulting Group in Ghana. Now that's a big move. I mean, a big boss move right there. Kelly opened a consulting group firm in Ghana, and you know Kelly is an attorney, so the firm is based around immigration and travel advice and investment opportunities in Ghana. So definitely go check them out if you are in Ghana and you want, probably you're looking for visa information. The HL Consultant Group may be a good source of information, definitely for you. And again, so we were so grateful, honestly, to have on this season podcast episode, we were so grateful to be graced with the presence of a famous YouTuber, a popular YouTuber. I mean, as I said, I watch JaVinci. That's actually how I knew about him. I found him on YouTube, connected on Instagram, and so that's how we know each other. But JaVinci joined us and he talked about exploring Namibia and beyond, right? He talked about Kenya, Mozambique, and South Africa. And I remember from his episode, he was actually joining us from Pretoria, South Africa. And so the scenery, the view was amazing, right? His backdrop was amazing. But he actually dropped a lot of tips about traveling to Africa, traveling around Africa, his likes, his dislikes. But I think obviously the main conversation was around Namibia. And that was a really interesting conversation because, listen, as I said then, Namibia has been blowing up on social media. Many of us have been seeing those reels or TikTok videos about where the ocean meets the desert. That is Namibia. And JaVinci talked about just the fact about, he was wondering, what if more Africans actually visited Namibia versus Dubai? And I think that is an important point when we are thinking about supporting our own and how as Africans and the African diaspora, how we can actually develop our own. And so listen, if you are probably going to be exploring the south of Africa, and I'm still considering thinking about where I'm going to this summer. South Africa could still be there. And if I go to South Africa, I definitely will be considering taking a short hop from Johannesburg to Namibia. So know that that is feasible. You are able to fly from South Africa to Namibia, South Africa to from Johannesburg to Mozambique, and even just fly many different places around South Africa. So if you are looking at exploring Southern Africa, South Africa would probably be a good base to land. And you could even honestly just stay in South Africa and go around to the different cities. But if you want to go around to different countries, it is quite possible to consider flying over to Namibia or even to Botswana, as our friend who was in the last season talked about. So listen, there's so much information to glean from these episodes. Again, we spoke to Jamal, who spoke to us about St. Martin. And I'm telling you, I learned so much. Many of you probably may not know that St. Martin is a shared island, Dutch and French, right? And the Dutch and French side are two different sides. So if you are also looking for a quick getaway, definitely consider St. Martin, because that episode was also filled with just a lot of good information. And I think honestly, one of my favorite episode was the episode with Tony and Pablo. I just found it extremely funny. I found it hilarious. I thought they had just an amazing vibe, but there were funny parts in that episode. And I think one of the funniest moments in that episode was when Tony, because usually we play a game at the end of our episodes. It's called This or That. And so I remember Tony asking Pablo about basically if he would choose the Australian outback or swim with dolphins. And Pablo's response was literally, he won't do neither or any, simply because he is afraid of the Australian outback, even though he was in Australia for some time, right? He's afraid of the Australian outback. And so most of us have seen the videos. Most of us know about Australia. And the joke has always been there about how dangerous and how different the animals are in Australia. Remember, it was a stingray that killed Steve Irwin in Australia. And so, listen, even me, I think when I do go to Australia, I'm going to be very fearful and very careful, because the outback, you know, these different animals, snakes being everywhere, spiders that could kill you, I'm not with it. And Pablo basically expressed that in his response. He was like, I don't know if I want to be in the Australian outback with all these critters just being around, critters that could actually kill you. And also in the ocean, by the way, I mean, I'm sure you all have seen those videos. I've seen a video recently of a snake chasing a boat, and that is in Australia. I can't imagine, travelers, I honestly cannot imagine being in a boat, being chased by a snake, or swimming. And I've seen those videos too, swimming in the ocean. I love swimming and I love the ocean, and I cannot imagine swimming and being met by a snake. I think I'll die instantly. So when I go to Australia, as Pablo has echoed, you want to be extremely careful, I'm not saying this to scare you from going to Australia, by the way. We just got to be conscious and cautious. So listen, those are some of the, I guess, the highlights from this season's episode of the Young Black Travelers podcast. There's so much to glean from all of these episodes. Go back, listen to them. We are going into the summer months. You know, you would get a lot of positive, beneficial, informative tidbits that will help you to probably even plan trips going into this summer. So guys, we're about to take a break. I'm gonna take a break. And when we get back, we're gonna wrap everything up, do our shout outs and all. So see you in a little bit. Wow. So welcome back to the closing episode of the Young Black Travels podcast, the closing episode of season 8. Wow. Listen, we're sending you all off into the summer just with information that will help you enjoy this summer. It's hot. But listen, make sure you get out, you explore, and you enjoy. Wow. Enjoy, explore. What was the other one I said? Anyway, but you know, like we do on all of our episodes here on the Young Black Travels podcast, listen, we shout out a follower of ours who we just honestly feel you should get to know. They've been engaged with us and they're just dope people. And on this episode, I am going to shout out Greg Bishop. And so his Instagram is simply Greg Bishop, GREGGBISHOP. And so if you're going to go to Greg's page and you're going to recognize that Greg is a traveler. Greg is an alpha, a Grenadian, and he went to FAMU. So the brother, you know, is just well-rounded. But let me also say to you that Greg was also the New York City Commissioner of Small Business Services. So listen, he's definitely a good source of connection and information. And so Greg, thank you for being a follower of Young Black Travelers. And listen, if you go to his page, you are gonna see amazing pictures and inspiration of places you should definitely consider. Right now, I literally see on his page this story of a place in Grenada. And that's why we shout people like this out, because one of the things we believe is that the people you follow, your friends, your circle, your community definitely inspires and encourages you. And when you start seeing posts like this, you are going to be inspired, and then you're going to pick up your bag, your passport, and book that trip to the next destination that you would decide. So Greg, shout out to you. Thank you for being a loyal follower. Hopefully we get you on the podcast in the new season. But you know, we're not going to play our usual game, this or that, or the other games that we play. But what we are going to do on this episode is just give you probably five places that if you have not yet booked your ticket to travel this summer to consider. And let me also say that I am one of the ones who would definitely advise you to think about traveling in the off season, but I do know there are people who travel in the summer because of convenience. Some of you may have children and therefore your kids are off over the summer, or you are an educator, and because of that, then you will be traveling. So these are five places I've actually gone in the summer, and I think you should also consider. Number one, Greece. Head to Greece. Listen, if you keep searching, you would be able to find cheap tickets. I went to Greece, I think, two summers ago, and my itinerary, we have a podcast episode on it. We have blog articles on it. We have Instagram posts on it. Make sure you definitely spend some time in Athens. I think a lot of people go to Greece and they miss the opportunity of what Athens have to offer. Athens have a lot to offer. Athens has beaches, of course, the historic sites. So definitely make sure you spend some time in Athens. And I know on Instagram pages like ours, people always post the spots like Santorini and Mykonos, and I went to Mykonos and I enjoyed it. It is beautiful. But so you know, Greece has a lot of islands, and so the recommendation always is to explore some of the lesser known islands like Rhodes. I went to Corfu when I went to Greece, and then I went over to Albania, and that is my second recommendation, Albania. And I'm recommending Albania because, let me tell you, you can take the ferry from Greece to Albania. So if you're going to Greece, you just take a flight from Corfu from Athens, and you take a ferry. And the ferry was about $30 for the ferry, and it's about an hour. There's a fast ferry which gets you to Albania from Corfu in an hour. And so you could see the amazing sights of the Aegean Sea. I mean, it is beautiful. And there are so many beautiful places to go over on that side. There are so many things to do. And I know I was talking about Albania, but over in Corfu, by the way, this excursion I had booked, but I booked it too late and I wasn't able to do it. So maybe you can do it when you go to Corfu. I mean, it is the Paxos and Antipaxos Blue Caves from Corfu. Listen, from the pictures that I've seen, it looks like one of the most beautiful sights that I've seen, and I really wanted to do it. So maybe you can plan to go there when you go to Corfu. But again, from Corfu to Albania, listen, the beaches of Saranda, Albania are beautiful, and you should explore a lot more of Albania, the mountains, explore the bunkers. There's a lot to do and see in Albania. It's an interesting country, but there's a lot to see and do. And by the way, the waters, the beaches are beautiful and the waters are warm. Another thing to note is that the beaches are extremely crowded. So pay attention to that. But Albania is still definitely worth exploring. And I guess third on my list would be Rome, Italy. Well, Italy in general. Italy is a beautiful, beautiful destination, but historic destination. I mean, there's Rome. You could go to Florence. You could go to Venice. Just fly into Rome and then go out and explore from there. That's top tourist destination. So definitely consider heading over to Italy. When I was in Italy, of course, Italian food, you are going to enjoy Italian food. So definitely do that one. Another destination, if you're not in the US, and I mentioned this earlier on, head over to New York. Head to the USA and head to New York. I think New York is where anyone needs to be in the summer. Summer is when you want to come to New York. Come to New York in the summer. You're going to have a lot to do, going to wineries. So much to do. There's diverse experiences. You're going to have an amazing, a fun time here in New York. And I'm going to add this to your list. We did it last summer. I know sometimes ticket can be expensive, but maybe you're going to search and you're going to find a cheap flight somewhere. So make sure you're using Google Flights. That's what I generally use. Or if you're using your bank, your credit card portal, make sure you're tracking the flights. And one of the places I went to last year, and we have a few podcast episodes on this, you should definitely go here. I want to say both of them together, Kenya and Tanzania, but make sure you go to Zanzibar. Head to Zanzibar. I mean, do that entire excursion, that entire itinerary that we did, and we can sell you that itinerary. Literally, Kenya safari. The nightlife in Kenya is also amazing. The safari, I think, around this time is the best. The best. Listen, if you're going to go to Serengeti, remember you're going to spend a lot more money. You can get the same experience in Masai Mara. Just consider going to Masai Mara. Beautiful. Book through Motherland Adventures. We highly recommend them. Fly to Tanzania. Go to see Arusha. Go to Arusha to go to the foothills of Kilimanjaro. Or if you are adventurous, you can climb Kilimanjaro. But listen, you want to end this experience in Zanzibar. Zanzibar, I think, is one of the most beautiful islands, most beautiful countries I have experienced to date. You need to get to Zanzibar, and you need to get to Zanzibar now. And I'm going to tell you, you don't need to do much in Zanzibar. So add Zanzibar to your list. Add Zanzibar, add Kenya, add Tanzania. Wow. So, guys, we are at the end. This is the end of an amazing season. Come on, you got to applaud us. Give it up for, you know, Chrisanne. Give it up for Simone. Give it up for Tony and Trayvon and the team of YB2 who has worked so hard to put on these episodes for you. And we just want to let you know that, listen, now Threads is a new thing. We are on Threads, and this is a new way for you to engage with us. And we are honestly simply Young Black Travelers on Threads. So if you're not following us on Threads, make sure you follow us on Threads. I think we're going to stop using Twitter. It wasn't working for us. So we're going to be threading, having conversations over there on Threads. Again, we are on Instagram at Young Black Travelers Blog. Literally, we are also on Facebook, Young Black Travelers Blog. And again, we're going to start putting out these episodes via video on YouTube over the next few months. So if you want to see us, the conversations that were happening, they're going to be on YouTube over the next few months. And you could just search for us at Young Black Travelers on YouTube. So travelers, have a fun and enjoyable summer. Enjoy, go out, live, experience your cities, do something new, go somewhere new. If you're not leaving your state, your country, your city, your town, your village, just experience, do something new, something you have never done before. That's what life is. It is exploring and enjoying. So have a good one, have a great summer, and see you for season 9 of the Young Black Travelers Podcast. Take care.